We begin the current daf in Sechtes Nazar, daf Chav Zayin. We begin on the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, there's a response from Rav Papa to Shimon Bar Ashi, who had asked the following question. That is, we were discussing in the previous daf, Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, which is the source of the halacha of our Mishnah, and Mishnah Sechtes Me'ilah, regarding a Nazar. A Nazar, when he concludes his Naziris, has to bring a Chatas and Oila Nishlam. But there are certain cases where the person doesn't get a chance to conclude his Naziris. For example, if he dies in the middle of his Naziris. Or like the halacha of our Mishnah, which is that in the middle of her Naziris, her husband hears about it and he's made for her Naziris. So then the Naziris stops dead in its tracks. You don't finish the Naziris. Now, but what's the halacha if the person had already set aside monies to utilize for when they finish their Naziris? So on that, the Mishnah differentiated if it's most stumim or most mefurashes. If it's unspecified funds, then, although in that mixture, as it is, let's say, by specified funds, you said this is for shlamim, this is for chatas, this is for ayla. So a chatas, just like when it's alive, when you already separated the carbon and you can't use it anymore, let's say shemesu ba'leho, or shenaskaper ba'leho, or it's a vlad chatas, or it's a tmuras chatas, so then it dies. So too, when you have monies that are designated for a chatas, and you can't use it anymore because the naziris has been stopped, so then you throw it liyam ha'melech, you throw it into the Dead Sea. However, the unique halacha, and Rabbi Yechon described it as a halacha l'mishmi Sinai, which is that if, let's say, there was stumim, it was unspecified, you had just set aside monies for your obligation, which your obligation includes a chatas, but since it wasn't specified, although it's included, is there a chatas, all the monies of the chatas, the el and shlamim, will be yiplul and adava, they'll be used as a carbon oil to be used l'kaitza mizbeach, when the mizbeach is idle, it's brought as an oil. And that's unique, that's a chiddush, because since there's really chatas mixed in over here, and chatas has to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech, but since it was unspecified, halacha l'mishmi Sinai tells us that it could be brought as a nedava. Now, that is where, on the previous daf, on Amud Beis, there were different amirim that qualified this halacha l'mishmi Sinai. And they said that it has to be like the halacha l'mishmi Sinai said regarding ma'ei stumim. It has to be unspecified money. Now, what that means is, it has to be something like money in the sense that it's liquid, something that can be easily used for purchase, for getting different things. That's when we said that it's going to be yipul nadava. But let's say a behema, that's tamima, that's an unblemished animal, or like a bar of metal or of gold, or like the pile of beams, where those are things, again, according to the different Amaroic interpretations, that are not easily sold. Because it's they either it's not easily evaluated, or because it's not something that's easily sold, because it's not everyone's looking to use beams for a building. So then, those Amaroim said, it's not like money, and like unspecified funds, which is just money that you could use. Rather, it'd be like mois mefurashes, which is because it's not so easily used, and therefore the halacha actually is going to be, although you didn't specify when you set aside these beams which one you're going to sell for chatas, which one oil, which one shlamim, still it's considered like it is specified, because again, it's not like just generic money, which is what mois stumim is, and that's why you're going to have to take all the beams and throw liyam ha'melech, because somewhere in there is mixed in the chatas monies, and you don't know which one it is, and therefore, yeah, by all of them, you have that suspicion, and you have to throw it all liyam ha'melech. And that is where Rav Shimon bar Ashi asked Rav Papa, and he says, wait a second, I will disprove their position. How so? He brought it from Halacha, from Rav Chizkiya, which is based on the Pasuk, which is that we find when someone sets aside his ken, his pair of birds, which there's an oila, and there's a chatas oif and an oila soif. So the Halacha is that he can either do it when he buys them, which is Volakach, and he could say, oh, I'm buying this, oh, this is my chatas, oh, this is my oila. But there's another option, Vehevi, when he brings it, then the Kohen, when it's being brought as the Avodah, he comes to the Kohen and says, here are my two birds. He says, okay, which one's Chatzah, which one's Oil? He says, I didn't designate them yet. The Kohen says, no problem. Kohen, when he's going to do the Avodah, says, this is a Chatzah, and this is an Oil. That's where it's brought from a Pasuk. Now, what we see from that halacha is that although birds are not money, they're essentially the same thing as all these other cases, and yet still we see that it's something not like mufarashis, it's considered stumais. Because if there'd be mufarashis, we just don't know which one is which, then the kohen can't go ahead and say, this one is for chatas and this one's for oila. You don't know. Maybe that's the oil and that's the chatas. Obviously, from the fact that we see from that halacha that you could, is obviously that Even birds are considered like mois tumis, they're like considered that they're unspecified. And therefore he said, as a refutation from the fact that oifis are like stumis, like we see from the Halacha Rav Chisda, so the animal that's unblemished or from the pile of beams, essentially you'll say the same thing also, that they're also like stumim, and therefore that's not like those Amirom, that they wanted to say that these objects, since they're not so easily sold, that they're considered like mois mefurashis, and therefore you have to throw everything in the Yam HaMelech, and you can't designate it anymore. You can't decide which beam you'll use for chatzis, which one you use for el, which one for shlamim. You see, it refuted from the Halacha from Rav Chisda. So that's why Gemara continues, and Amar Le. So Rav Papa says to Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, says, wait a second. He says, L'tai Meich, according to your reasoning that you're asking me, that regarding the case of animals and birds, that you're saying that essentially you're proving that they're considered stumim, just like money, they're unspecified, and you could later designate it. So therefore, you could say the halacha, let's say, of Yelichim Lenadava, not Liyam HaMelech, or you could actually designate what you wanted afterwards, and therefore it's not considered like the Zachatas mixed in over here, you just don't know which one it is, and that's why you were asking and refuting all the Zamaram. So on that, Rav Papa asked Rav Shimi Hoditan, this that we learned in the mission later on, Dav Memhei Amid Aleph, that says as follows. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Lemer, he says, Hevi Sholish Behemis. So let's say the Nazar brings his three animals, which are a female lamb, a lamb, and a ram. Those are the three animals. He brings those animals, but he didn't specify. He didn't say which they are. One's supposed to be chatas, and one's an oil, one's a shlam. He doesn't say which one. He just says, look, these are my karbanis for my naziris. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, very simply, haru'uya l'chatas, the one that's fit to be a chatas, which is the kivsa, which is a female lamb, will take rav chatas. Automatically, that's the one being brought as a chatas. Li'oil, the one that's fit to be an oil, which is a kevis, which is a lamb, Tikkav Ayla, that's brought as an Ayla. L'shlamim, the one that's fit to be a shlam, which is the eye of the ram, Tikkav Shlam will be brought as a shlamim. That's what the Mishnah says over there. On that, Rav Papa asked Rav Shimon Bar Ashi, he says, Amai, why? Ha'amrit behem malav kumavareshes dami. You said that an animal, a bird, all these cases, the beams, you said they're not like explicit. You said, just like as you wanted to prove from the Halacha Rav Chisda, that they're considered stumim, they're considered unspecified, you could designate as much as you want until whenever you want to. So therefore, you should say the same thing for the animals over here. Now, therefore, since this person didn't designate when he brought the keves and the kivs and the ayil, that this one's for the chatas, this one's for the ayil, this one's shlamim, so then the question is, how does Reb Shimon Gamliel say that you could bring it without designating which is which? You have to designate. You have to say, this is my chatas, this is the ayil. How can you bring the carbon without him saying that this should be for the chatas? Rather, Rav Papa says, obviously, what you see from the halacha of Reb Shimon Gamliel is that by animals, and so too for all the other ones, they are considered mefurish. They're really explicit. It's as if you said that this one's the chatas, and this one's the erl, and this one's the shlamim. And that is what that we see, that everyone is established for what it's supposed to be. So therefore, how can you tell me from the halacha Rav Chisda that you're finding by the birds and saying that, no, they're considered stumim, and therefore you want to say the same thing is to extend for animals that are tamimim, let's say, that they also should be considered stumim, and therefore, again, that they should be yoylichim l'nadava, which would be included in halacha l'mayish m'sinai, when you have unspecified funds of the nazar that not being used for the carbon anymore, and not liyam HaMelech. But similarly, you have a clear mishnah that says that's not true. It says you have animals that you never designated, but it's considered designated, it's considered mufarashas. So you see by behemoth that it is mufarashas. So that amaleh, that Rav Shimi says to Rav Papa, says no. Hasam, over there, in the case that I'm asking from the halacha of Rav Chisda, v'lokach v'asa amrachmana. In one pasuk it says that he'll take the chata sa'if and the oil sa'if. Another one pasuk says that he'll make the oil sa'if and the chata sa'if. Which the drush of that tells us, which one? When do you make it? When you buy it or when you bring it as a carbon? So now the interpretation is, iblekiches b'ilam, ibasiyas akayin. The drush tells us that you have a choice. Either one, either when you buy it, you could designate it, or when the client's coming to bring it as a carbon. And therefore, what Rav Shimi is telling Rav Papa is that, no, I'm definitely asking a good question from the case, from this halacha of the birds. Because we see that each one of these birds is fit to be either the chata sa'if or the oila sa'if, and still the Torah says, v'lokach v'yasa, which is that if it wasn't clarified when the owner, when the one who has to bring the carbon, when he bought it, he didn't clarify which one it's going to be, that the kohen could clarify it b'shas ma'isa when he's coming to bring it as a carbon. So obviously you see that for those 10 days or whatever long it took for him to come up to the Beis HaMikdash and bring his carbon, the birds were considered like stumim. They were considered unspecified, and therefore the same thing applies to all those other things, which although they're not like money, still they're considered like the halacha of unspecified money. Now, and that is what Rav Shim is asking, answering to Rav Papa. But this that you're responding to me from the halacha of Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding a behema, that's not a refutation, because you're right. There it's different. Although there wasn't specified that which one's a chatas, which oil, which one's shlam, and yet still you see it has halacha like it was specified. So you want to prove to me that you see it's like mefurashis, and that it says a no, because there, by default, for sure, yes, there I would agree to you that each one is going to be what it's fit to be. Because as the Gemara continues, what Rav Shimi is saying is, Hachanami here also, as we continue in Talmud Beis, Mi Metzisa Amrit, can you say what I'm showing you from the Halacha of Oifis, Hadin the Chatas Tikr of Oila, that the one that's supposed to be Chatas should be brought to Oila? But how can you say that? Hacha Nekeva, the Chatas is a female, Hacha Zachar, the Oila is a male. In other words, the Karbanas, they're fundamentally different. You can't say by the Oila, what I'm showing you is that, yes, anything that could be ultimately brought for whatever carbon you want it to be brought, then you could say that it's unspecified. When you have two birds, they're both the same. And then you could say, this one's oil, this one's chatas. So I'm just showing you that until you specify, even though there are things like beams or like animals that are tamimim, which the other Amaram wanted to say that, oh, that's not like money. It's only for money. But anything else that's not as liquid as money is considered like moist mufarashas, like as if you designated it. Once you designate it, it's layichim liyam amelech. I'm showing you that not. I'm showing from Rav Chizkiya's halacha that even though it's not like things like money, it's a pair of birds, still it will be considered like stumais, not like mufarashas, from the fact that the kohen could designate it at a later point in time. Now, if it was like mufarashas all the way in the beginning, he just didn't know which is which, he wouldn't be able to do it later. Now, the fact that you're asking me if in the case of Shimon Gamliel, that's different because, yeah, if one is a kevis and one's a kivsa, one's a male, one's a female, you know it's automatic by one being the male, one the female, that is the chatas and that's the oila. And therefore, that's why over there, I would agree to you that you don't have to designate which one's chatas versus an oila. It's automatic. But not because every case is mufarashis. That case is unique that it's automatically mufarashis. But if they're the same type, two types of birds, it's not mufarashis. It's stumais. And therefore, Rav Shimi Barashi argued on those Amirom, and he held that all those cases would be included in Halacha Moshe Mesinai of Mois Tumas. It's still considered unspecified, undesignated, until the person ends up designating what he wants it for, and it's not considered like Chatas is mixed in, and you just don't know which one it is to be, say, Lo Yichem Liyam HaMelech. Now the Gemara continues and says, Masav Rav Hamnuna. Now this actually going back on the previous daf, which actually some of the Girsi as Tosis brings it, that Rav Hamnuna asked the following question, that Amrit Balas Mum Kistumim Damya, you said, which as Tosis explains, this kash is going back on Rav Nachman, which he was qualifying the halacha of Rav. Rav said that this halacha of the halacha l'mishamisina by Nazir and all those like Nazir, which has many different karbanas mixed into it, and one of them is a chatas, which usually you would say it has to go, you have to throw it away, because a chatas has to be tamos. But when it's unspecified and mixed together, then you'll say you could bring it all as one big carbon oil, or as carbon oil, as kaitzim, as beach, as nedava. On that, Rav said that only applies to money, not by animals. On that, Rav Nachman qualified and said, Rav's halacha was only talking about animals that were tamima. Tamima, they're unblemished. That's a whole process, that's not like cash, but Rav Nachman said, if it's a balas mum, if it has a blemish, then you could easily sell it, you don't have to wait till it develops a blemish, and therefore it's like money. And that is what Rav Nuna's question is going on, Rav Nachman. Umi Amrinan, do we really say that behema balas mum kistum edamya, that a blemished animal is like unspecified funds of monies, which were set aside, which is that when the person dies and he doesn't end up bringing them, that it's brought as a nedava? But Toshima, come in here from the following Braisa. Braisa says the following halacha. Ketzad Amru, when did they say this halacha l'Moshe Mesinai? That a ish migaleach, a person could cut his hair, meaning to bring the karbanis when he concludes his naziris, on the naziris of, on the father's monies that he had set aside for his own naziris, but he didn't end up bringing it, that the son could then bring his karbanis, he could do his kiluach, with his father's monies that the father designated for his own naziris. So now the Braisa explains, and the Girsa here takes out some words is Bizman Shahaya Aviv Nazir. Takes the word Hu and the Vav and the Yud and the end of Mem. At a time when his father was a Nazir, Vihifrish Aviv Mois L'Nazirus Ames. And then, and meaning, and his father had separated monies for his Nazirus because he was getting ready. Okay, I'm going to finish my Nazirus. I'll have my money ready to bring my Karbanos. But he died. He never subsequently brought his Karbanos. V'amar, and then the son said, Harini Nazir Amanaz Shagaleach Amois Abba. So the son said, you know, he saw his father had a dream of being a Nazir and Karbanos, and his father never lived to see that dream. So he said, look, I'll be a Nazir on the condition that I could bring my Karbanos of Naziris from the funds that my father had set aside for his own Naziris. So now the Rush adds on many words here into the Girsa, is that Harizim Megaleach Almois Abba. So such a person could then bring his own Karbanos for his Naziris from the funds that his father had set aside. He could use his father's money. But the Girsa of the Rush continues, Avalim Hayahu of Nazirim. But if him and his father were both Nazirim already, and Vehifrish of Moistum and Bameis, and his father separated unspecified, undesignated funds and died, and V'amar Aben, and the son who's already also in the middle of his term of his Naziris, says, Harin Megalech Al Mois Abba, I want to be able to cut my hair, meaning bring my Karbanos from the funds of my father. So the Girsa of the Rush takes out the next four words of Hayahu Moistum Bameis. There the halacha is, Yiplu l'nedava. There the funds go to Nedava. Again, as we say, generally, whenever a Nazir sets aside mois, tumois, unspecified funds, we say that it goes l'nedava. But there the son can't use his father's money. And the reason being is because the halacha l'meisha misinu was only said where from the inception of his acceptance of the Naziris was because he was relying on using his father's monies. But if, when his father was alive, he already had started his own Naziris, then he has to bring his own Karbanos. Now the Brisa continues, Haisloi behema mufrashes v'meis, if the father had already separated, he already designated, this I'm going to bring for my chatos, this is my oilet, this is my shlom, and then he dies. So there the halacha is, chatos tamas, as we said, whenever you designate, you specify, then the halacha is, so the chatos has to die, oilet hakav oilet, the oilet is brought as an oilet, v'shlom yakirvu shlom, and the shlom is brought as a karmen shlom. That's what the Brisa says. So on that, Rav Amnuna asks Rav Nachman, my love, afila balas mum, isn't it even talking about that the animal that the father had separated was a blemished animal? In other words, if the father separated three blemished animals, sounds like from the Brisa, it doesn't specify that he designated unblemished animals. Sounds like even blemished animals, that it's like mufarashis, that it's like it's specified, which again is not like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman qualified that setting aside blemished animals is like mois tumois, which would be yiplul nedava, not like the way the Brisa says that if he had separated animals, that the chatas has to die and the oila goes an oila and the shlam has a shlam. Now, as the Rush points out, because if you would say that Rav Nachman's contention is that a behema that has a balas mum would be like mois tumen, so then again, you should be able to redeem them and then bring it l'nedava. Obviously, then it must be like it's mufrashim. Now, moreover, what the Rush points out, unique for this halacha of this brisa, is that we're not considering this case, as you see from the halacha of the brisa, like as if you had designated which animal was a chatas and oila and nishlamim, and then that they got mixed together. That's halacha in general, like we had said in the previous daf. If someone separates three parim, which obviously those parim are not being brought as karbanas, so he said that okay, but could be that one's, meaning you don't know which one it is, it's not considered like mois tumis, it's considered like mois mufarashis, because it's not an easily sold animal, like we said by Tamima. So he said that it's like the chatas is mixed in, and you have to throw all three animals into Yam HaMelech. They all have to die. Here, what we see is that the Brisa is not saying that. It's saying that you have three animals, and one is the chatas, that has to die. One is the oil, and that's brought as oil. One is as a shlamim, because the probability factor, as the Rush is explaining, is that the value of the kivsa is the one that's going to be brought as a chatas. Meaning, although it's a balas mum, as we're asking on, as the Gemara's assumption of Rav Nuna is asking on Rav Nachman, that it's even talking about balas mum, it's obviously not going to bring the balas mum as itself as a carbon, although it's a kevas and kivsa and oil. But since one is a kivsa, even if it's a balas mum, that's the one that probably is going to be brought as a chatas. The kevas is probably going to be brought as a oil, and the oil is going to be probably brought as a shlamim. So therefore, we say, okay, so the kivsa will consider that as the chatas, that has to die. The kevas will be brought as the oil, and the oil will be brought as a shlamim, but The primary point of what Rav Nun is asking from is that you see from the fact that the Braisa doesn't differentiate that even it's talking about a balas mum, and even though it's a behemah balas mum, we will consider like mufarashes and not like a stumos, which is not like Rav Nachman, who said that an animal that has a balas mum will be considered like mois stumos, and that it will be yipul nadava, not like the way the Braisa says that this will be the chatas and that will be the oil and that will be the shlam. So I think Moran says, lie. No, not a difficulty on Rav Nachman. Tamima, it's actually talking about, in other words, this halacha of considering the animals like mufrashes, like they're separated, like they're designated, that each one has its halacha now. It's not the generic halacha Moshe Messina that they all go in the dava. That was only by an unblemished animal, but you're right, but balas mum, then it would be considered like a stuma and it would be yipul in the dava. No, so therefore, the Gemara asked, if that's the case, since you consider a behema balas mum, like Rav Nachman's opinion, like his position, that it's like stumim, so then my area, so then why did the Reisha say ma'ois, when it was looking for a case that it said that the father's, his what he had separated, will be yipula nadava, why to pick ma'ois? Why to pick money to find, to illustrate this halacha? He could have said it in the category that it's discussing in the Seifa, where when it's saying that it has to die, it could have said the contrast of the Reisha by an animal too. Lema, it should have said, if the father had set aside an animal that's blemished, yipul nadava, it goes nadava, that would have been more of a chiddush to say that there is a case of an animal that has to die. But then there's a case of an animal that doesn't have to die, that's yipul nadava. How so? Behema balas mum, if that's what he separated. So why would the Braisa pick a lesser chiddush, that of money, which is yipul nadava? It should have said, even a behema balas mum. So that the Gemara answers for Rav Nachman, Hachanami, you're right. Balas mum lamai kadisha, a blemished animal. What sanctity does a blemished animal have? Litmei, it only has monetary sanctity. It doesn't have physical sanctity because you can't bring a blemished animal on the mizbeach. So demei, hainem mois. Monetary sanctity is money. It's something that, you know, things that have monetary value. That's the monetary sanctity that it has, and therefore that's the case, actually, of money. It's the same equivalent as saying a blemished animal, and therefore that's not a difficulty on Rav Nachman. So Masa Rava asks a different question on Rav Nachman. From the following Braisa, the Pasuk in Vayikra, and this is in Perek Dalet Pasuk of Gimel, the Pasuk that begins and says, Oy hoido elov chatos asher chotabo, or if it was notified to him his sin that he sinned with it, so then behavi as our, the Braisa quotes, karbono, he brings his carbon, which is, in that first Pasuk, is Seir Izim Zacher, which is a male he-goat, which is unblemished. Now, as the Rush points out, there are three different references to the word karbanai, which is talking about in this parsha of Asher Nasi Yachata. There's one by the Nasi, when the prince, when the leader of the Jewish people sins. And then by Hedyot, one is where it talks about when you bring a kivsa, which is the second reference. And the other one is when you bring a se'ira, which is a she-goat. It says the word karbanai three times. So on that, the Braisa, and here we're talking about the first time it mentions the word karbanai. So the Braisa says, what do you learn from the word karbonoi? He brings his carbon. But karbonoi hu yaitse means to say a person could only fulfill his obligation of a sin that he did with his own carbon. Ve'en yaitse b'karbonov, but a person cannot fulfill his obligation of a carbon with his father's carbon. In other words, if his father had set aside a carbon because of a sin that he had done, and then he died, and then the son himself is liable for that same carbon, the son cannot fulfill his own obligation for his sin with his father's carbon. That's what you learn from the word, from the first time it says the word karbanai. Now, the Braisa continues. Okay, so you would think a son cannot fulfill his obligation with his father's karban. What type? Shehifrish min hakala. If the father had separated, designated a karban for a lesser type of a sin. For example, if the father had eaten chaylev, forbidden fats, or dam, blood, or other types of chatois, which, if you would do that sin deliberately, would not make the person liable for skila, for being stoned. That's considered a lesser type of a sin. So if the father had set aside a karban chatas for a lesser type of a sin, al hachamura, meaning, and the son who wants to bring a karban chatas, is for a more stringent sin. For example, he violated Shabbos or idol worship, where there, if you do it deliberately, you're liable for stoning. So that's where maybe we would say karban no. You have to use your karban. You can't use your father's lesser type of a chatas for your more stringent, or the other way around, minachamura lakala. The father had a more stringent chatas, and the son a lesser severe, so then it wouldn't work. Aval, but you would think, Yoitza b'karbon shehifrish avim in akala alakala. You would think that if it's the same category of sin that the father did and then he died, he couldn't bring his karbon chatas, and the son did the same lesser type of a category, oi, nachamur alachamur, if the father did chil Shabbos and the son also did chil Shabbos, both severe categories, you would think that then the son could bring his father's karbon. Tamalema karbonai karbonai. That's why the pasuk says a second time the word karbonai, to teach you, no, b'karbonahu yetzev and yetzev b'karbonah shalav. He can only fulfill his obligation with his own karbon, but not with his father's karbon. In other words, even when it's akala al akala, or from chamura al chamura, he can't fulfill his obligation with his father's karbon. So the Braisa continues. So yochel lo yetzev b'karbon av. Okay, fine. You would think that, okay, he can't fulfill his obligation with his father's karbon. The behema shehifrish from the animal that his father had separated, afilim in akala alakala, even from when it's, they're both lesser types of chatois, or minachamur alachamur, for the most stringent, the other stringent one, because again, not only does it say karbon one time, it says it two times. Now, but you would think, yes, that type, why? Shahari ein odim megaleacha behemis of benazirus, because we find a precedent that a person cannot bring his own giloach, meaning he can't bring for his own karbonis of his naziris, for the karbonis that his father had separated for his father's naziris. In other words, if the father had separated animals for his naziris and then he died, and the son says, I want to be a nazir on the condition that I could do my giluach, my karbonis, with the karbonis that my father had separated for his naziris, he would not be able to do his giluach on them. Why? Because Allah l'mesh mesina was only said when the father had separated ma'ay stumim, unspecified monies, not by animals. So when did we say maybe karbonai, that the son can't bring his father's karbonais? That's when his father had separated an actual karbon, whether it's chamur ala kala, kala chamur, kala kala, chamur chamur. Yes, when the father separated karbon, the son can't bring his karbon. Because you find such a precedent in halacha, by the halacha meshe misin ebe nazir. The father had separated a karbon already, an actual animal, even if the son didn't yet accept his naziris, and he's saying it, I want to do it on that condition, which there is halacha l'meshe m'sinai, that he could bring the father's funds, but not if the father had already separated an animal. So you see, the father's animal can't work for the son. Avo, but you would think to say, yitzi b'mo'oy shehifrish aviv, but that a son could fulfill his obligation of chatos for a sin, if it's the funds that his father had separated for his own chatos, not an animal, but just the money. Afila menachamur ala kala, even when it's a stringent sin to a lesser sin, oy menachala chamur for a lesser one to a more stringent one. Why? Shari od megaleach al mois of benazirus, because a son could do a giluach for the monies that his father had separated for his naziris, as we continue to have chasim and aleph, bezman shein stumin, when they're unspecified funds, v'loy bezman shein mufurash, and not when they're designated. You're right, when it's designated, when it's already that carbon, then the son can't use that carbon. In other words, we're comparing the equivalent of this halacha of bringing a carbon chatas of the father to the halacha of bringing your karbanis of naziris from the father. So you're right, when the father already specified, there it doesn't work for the son. So maybe that's what I would tell you, that the second karbani, which is extending even further, says you can't bring your father's carbon, even when it's kawal kalo, chamur al chamur, and it's the same level, if the father already separated, or designated at least, what the monies are for. But if it didn't specify, which by Nazir we find the son could use the father's for Naziris, maybe for a sin offering for Chatas, you could also bring your father's unspecified funds. Tamalei mekarbonai, that's what the third reference for the term karbonai comes to teach you. Now again, b'karbonai hu yaitze ve'en yaitze b'karbon avi, could only fulfill his obligation with his own karbon, and he can't fulfill his obligation with his father's karbon, even if it is ma'istum, even if it's unspecified funds. Even there, the third reference of karbonai comes to tell you, unlike the halachal meshe mesina of Nazir, you can't bring, you can't fulfill your obligations for chatas with the father's obligation of chatas. And that's where the Gemara, the brisa will continue on the next daf, the continuation of this brisa, which will conclude the question that Rav has on Rav Nachman, again, where Rav Nachman said this halacha of behema balas mum, that he said that it's considered like mo'i stumim, and hence that it would fit into the halachal meshe mesinai, of that when the moistum of a nazir is yelichim le nedave, goes for a nedava for an oil offering.